Sporadic violence is still continuing in Iraq despite an improvement in the security situation in the country. The US military confirmed that three of its soldiers were killed in the south in an attack on a base outside Iraq's second largest city of Basra. Also, three Iraqis were killed and more than 40 others were injured in bombings in Baghdad as huge crowds of pilgrims gathered to commemorate a revered Shiite saint.
Christians have also been targeted recently, prompting Pope Benedict to send a message of support to Cardinal Emmanuel III, Delhi, Patriarch of Babylon of the Chaldeans. The Archbishop of Baghdad of the Latin Rite, Jean Sleeman, told Lydia O'Kane that there is hope for Christians living in the country.
They have been protected. If you compare the bombings and the results, you see really the hand of the providence. It can have... We could have more casualties, more destructions. I think the help of Providence.
What about those Christians who have left and would like to come back but still feel that they can't? They still feel that the security situation means that they can't return?
Really, yeah, as churches, as Caritas, we are trying to do something to help those who are still in Iraq and those who desire to come back. We are focusing on development to help these people. We are very challenged. Now, I think we have to be more optimistic. Sure, we have from time to time violence again, but generally the situation is better, and we enjoyed this year a time of peace, and it helped us to think on rebuilding, not only on taking care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. So... It's also a message for Christians not to lose their hope.